had more, if they took their kids to the dentist regularly or not. I don't know. But I know we never went to the dentist until our toothache, and then if it was bad enough, they would pull it out. Then we wouldn't have a toothache anymore and we'd feel much better.
Yeah. Were there other things that your parents or even you as a parent would prioritize over other things?
I did not take mine regularly to the dentist either. But I do believe that because there was fluoride in the toothpaste and like that, that they didn't have the cavities, you know, because I don't think any of my kids have false teeth, so that we must have taken them, they must have had teeth filled, but I do not remember taking them regularly to the dentist, but I must have because they got their own teeth. But I know my dad and my sister that passed away both had typhoid fever, and so they stayed, had to stay because we couldn't be near them. Won't let them see anybody. Oh, anyway, they had to be, they stayed over to Annie's house, and we couldn't go over and see Dad. I remember Mom used to go over every night after dark, but we weren't supposed to be near him, so any of us would get typhoid fever, and we all had to have, shots. They were bad shots. Yeah. We all had to have shots so we wouldn't get it, but he was sick for quite a while. But I don't remember any other big major things. I know a lot of us had appendix removed, but as for big serious things, I think we all survived. We all naturally had measles, mumps, chicken pox, you know, because you didn't have shots for those, so we all had all of those things, but if one got them, the rest all got them. I remember there were five of us that had, I didn't have mumps, but there was only two of us out of the whole family that didn't have mumps. They all had them about the same time.
Wow.
But we all had childhood diseases, and nowadays you don't have them because of getting immunized. But we were okay. And I really don't think anybody had anything more serious than typhoid fever was very bad for my mom and sister, but otherwise that was the worst thing anybody had. And then 2-3 of us had our appendix out, but I don't remember hospitalization for anybody else, regular things. Mm-hmm. Came through everything fine.
How did the typhoid fever affect the production on the farm?
Well, the boys just had to take over, and they all knew they were old enough at the time, so they knew what to do. So, and it wasn't during sugaring season.
That's good.
Syrup season, no. Mm-hmm.
So, was it really hard economic times when?
Well, I don't know. We never thought of ourselves as not having, you know, a lot. I know my auntie once made me a dress, plain pink with a pink collar and pink belt, ugliest thing you ever saw. But she made it, so I wore it. We didn't have, lots of clothes. We wore the same clothes over and over, washed them and wore them. But we had what we needed. I don't remember ever not having a coat if I needed it or anything. We had always had everything we needed. And we ate very well because they had beef and pork and chickens and everything from the garden. We didn't have the fancy vegetables. We had the root potatoes and carrots and peas and corn and beets and lettuce and radishes, and we canned all the vegetables. So we had canned vegetables, and we picked raspberries, we picked strawberries, and because we didn't have freezer, we canned those, we froze those. We canned a lot of the meat, chunk beef, and so we ate very well. Mom made homemade bread all the time. We always had homemade bread. There was a store next door. I remember the bread was 10 cents a loaf, but 10 cents a loaf was probably back then just as hard to come by as $4 or $3.89 now. But we ate very well. We didn't have to buy a lot at the store, flour and sugar and like that, but we had all of our own vegetables. We didn't have the fancy vegetables, which I am still learning to like more of them because I never had them. So it was, you know, once I got married, well, we had our own vegetables too. But then I am learning to like some of the yucky vegetables even because my daughter loves everything. So,
what do you mean by fancy vegetables?
Well, like broccoli. We didn't raise broccoli. We didn't raise eggplant. We didn't raise... take some more fancy vegetables. You know what they are, I'm sure.
Like kale.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them. We had just the regular, and we had them over and over, but we had one different day. One, we'd go through them and then start in again. But we canned even berries. We'd go pick strawberries, wild strawberries. And then Dad got so he planted, had strawberries, raised, you know, strawberry plants, and then he had a lot of strawberries. We had a lot of strawberries then to eat. But I remember we went and picked raspberries. Oh, we always went and picked blackberries, wild blackberries. And we always had lots of pies, lots of cakes. That was the main desserts, the pies and cakes. About every night after school, when we got home from school, either Mildred or I would have to make a cake. Because cake didn't last long with all of us.
Yeah.
But now we have a good life.
How did your life change once you got married? Because you mentioned with the food a little bit.
Well, actually not a lot. I did what my mother did. I darn socks, so I'd never do it now. I'd throw them out first. You put patches on overalls. You know, we had a garden. I canned vegetables. You had to carry the water in, heat it for laundry because we didn't have running water when I first got married either, same as at home. Mm. So you had to wash the machine, clothes in a wash machine, put them through a wringer, and then put them in a couple of tubs of rinse water, and then hang them on the line to dry. So it took a lot of time to do just the regular chores. People nowadays don't realize what an advantage they have with a washer and dryer. There's nothing to them. You don't work at all. And we got a dishwasher. Nobody washes dishes. You know, back then, you did everything, and you thought nothing of it. But, it did not, you ask, did it change much from when I got married and when I left home? No, because I did the same things my mom did. Eventually, when I got electricity, we got a washing machine. And I remember we had a freezer before we had a refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Because we learned that you can put things in there and get them real cold, and then you can take them out. And they're fine. Even if they're frozen a little, it works fine. Milk or anything to keep it a little longer. But, I sewed, I made things for the kids. I make fancier things now. I make quilts and table runners and Christmas tree skirts, fun things now. But back then, you did not have time or the money to buy the material, because nowadays, material is awful expensive. But, no, it did not change much. I did the same things my mom did. Cooked things the same way. Just was down to my granddaughter's and she told me a new way to cook a turkey. Sounds great, but I don't know how the gravy would be, so I've got to do mine the old-fashioned way for Thanksgiving, so I'll be sure to have good gravy. Mm-hmm. But now... I do things the way my mom did them.
So what are some of the traditions that you keep alive and are passing down to your...
Well, I always still have Thanksgiving dinner. And we have changed. We always used to have Christmas dinner. But for the last two, three years, we've decided to have it Christmas Eve because they all want to go to their other side of the house, you know, on Christmas Day. So I decided if I had it Christmas Eve, then everybody could go where... you know, to their other side of the house where most of them all have it Christmas Day. So we changed it to Christmas Eve, which works fine. Everybody brings something for Christmas Eve. But for Thanksgiving, my daughter and I do the whole thingamajiggy. We do Thanksgiving, the turkey, and because there's quite a few of us, we get have ham too. But then everybody comes back the next day for leftovers. And so that's, you know, we all sit down at the table for Thanksgiving. We have grace, of course. And we try to get one of the tables put up as soon as we can, fold it up and back upstairs so the kids have a place to play, because now that we're here, the house is much smaller than it was over on to the farmhouse. And of course, there wasn't any great-grandchildren then, hardly, because we've been here 5 years, and the oldest ones are, well, we have Jeremy married a sweet gal that had two children already. They are 10 and 7. But 7 is the oldest one, so we've been here 5 years. So when we were over there, there was only 3-4 little kids. Mm-hmm. But no, it's we have a regular, the traditional Thanksgiving dinner with pies and cake and turkey and ham and fruit salad, cabbage salad, the vegetables and the breads and the homemade rolls and homemade cinnamon rolls. And I'm going to start right away, starting, don't get those in the freezer, the bowls and breads and like mm-hmm. that. But no, we have it pretty much the same as we did when I was over there, and actually when Mom had Thanksgiving for all of us. And we would go up there. We'd go up early, my husband and I, because he'd always carve the turkey for Mom. And so we'd go up there and have sit-down dinner. And you know, we probably added a few more things to the table, but I do the same thing Mom did. And so it's a tradition. And everybody comes about 12, and somebody has to. Bruce always just, my husband used to cut the turkey, but now whichever son comes first gets the job of cutting the turkey. And so, and we have a good time. And my granddaughter can't come from Washington this year, Annandale. She has it now. It's too hard with two little children. She has it at home. Well, no, she comes every other year to Thanksgiving, but at Christmas she doesn't come. So, but we enjoy it, and they talk and chat and away, and sometimes they go out and hunt in the afternoon, but lots of times they don't. They go to the other side of the house for supper, or, you know, family for supper. But traditions carry on. They really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, since Thanksgiving is so close, I guess you're getting ready for it now. Yes. And kind of carrying on those
traditions. Got to get the turkey tomorrow at the latest, because a 22 or 24-pound turkey takes just about a week to thaw in the refrigerator. Goodness. So we have to either go this afternoon to get the turkey so it can start thawing. Mm-hmm. But now we do the things we can, we do ahead of time and put in the freezer, but the pies and like that we'll do the day before. But now that my daughter has retired, it's much easier because we can get the tables set and so much more done the day before. Mm-hmm. So it won't be bad.
And is that how you helped your mother for Thanksgiving?
Yep, went up and helped take pies up or go up and help. When I got through work, I'd stop in and help her. But usually we had the day before Thanksgiving off, so. But then when Mom could no longer have it, we each had our own family's meals, but I would always take Mom and Dad's up to them. When they weren't able to come down, I'd always take their special meals always up to them. Well, I probably boosted it, but. But things don't change much. Your loved ones are gone, but, you know, that's life. And so there's new ones coming along. Lordy Massey, I got 12 great-grandchildren. Love every one of them. Mm-hmm. And life has been good to me. No complaints.
Well, I believe that's about all the time we have today for this interview. Is there anything else that you would like to say or something
Nothing
you didn't get to talk about?
I hope I didn't ramble on too much.
No, you're fabulous. Well, thank you so much for giving me the time to sit down and talk to you and interview you, and really appreciate it and loved hearing your story.
You're most welcome. You're a very nice person, and you can come back again if you want to, just to visit. Not to interview me again, but just to visit.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.